as focal a point in their offense as maybe Witten was or any other tight end you've seen? I mean, it's...
maybe even more so. You know, he's a talented athlete. He looks like a receiver who's playing, you know, the tight end position. So he's definitely a guy we have to keep an eye on in the pass game. There's going to be some matchups where myself and linebackers are going to be matched up against him. But, you know, we'll have the right calls made. And there's going to be times when guys need to step up. You can tell he's a top target along with Deshaun and, you know, Pierre at times. So we'll have our hands full. But he's a good young player. Seems to be ascending, especially as of late.
You're about to go take your captain's photo. Can you please talk about what that honor means to you, especially knowing it comes from your teammates?
Yeah, it's a great honor. I mean, you know, we kind of regard everybody. Everybody has a voice on this team. Everybody, you know, was able to step up and say what they need to when they want to. But, yeah, to be elected by your peers, you know, in regards to being a captain on this team, it's a great honor and one I don't take lightly. And so I obviously accept that responsibility and what that entails. And, you know, hopefully we live up to the billing, not only on the field, but as well as motivating the guys and getting them ready to go.
Does this team need a lot of leadership this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think every team needs to have leadership this time of year, but I don't think it comes from just the six captains that are, you know, been selected this year. Like I said, it's obviously a great honor, but, you know, everybody needs to step up. Everybody needs to lead at their individual position. So it'll be important, especially with the playoffs coming around, that, you know, the veterans, guys who have been through it, especially a handful of guys who have been to the Super Bowl and won, you know, really take charge and let them know why we play those 16 games is to get to this point this Sunday.
Speaking of leaders, what is Julius Mantle on your side of the ball, especially with you playing inside so much?
Well, he's been fantastic. I think he's exceeded the expectations that everybody had for him, not only the media, fans, but as well as probably within this organization. The way he's still been able to get after the quarterback and impact games, as you've seen over these last 2 years, interceptions, forced fumbles, game-changing plays. I think he's exceeded everybody's expectations. And you know, with me going inside and potentially losing some of that pass rush, you know, from the other side, him and guys like Nick Perry, Mike Daniels, Mike Neal have done a great job of kind of picking up that slack and as if there was no drop-off. So it's good to see, and hopefully he has another big postseason like he did last year.
What does it mean to your unit to have so much talk about the defense entering the playoffs this time around?
I mean, it's nice. You know, obviously, you know, you play this game to be great and to win, and that's, you know, not just on the offensive side of the ball that we've been accustomed to for so many years within this locker room. And it's good to finally have it, you know, the other way around where the defense is carrying their weight. But, you know, this week is more important than the last, and obviously this is when it really counts. So hopefully we can continue to limit the points they put up on the board, give the ball back to our offense, and give them as many chances as they need to put points on the board.
Is giving the ball to your offense what stood out the most from the last time you went on a run on the road where you had all those big game-changing turnovers?
I think so. I mean, you look at the you know, the Philadelphia game, Tremont put that one away at the end. Falcons, same. And obviously, you look at BJ's you know, pick six in that championship game, you know, as well as the forced fumble in the Super Bowl. You look at those are all game-changing plays right there that obviously change the outcome of those games. So we need to continue to do that. You know, Micah had that interception last week when Mike Neal put pressure on him, and hopefully we'll be able to convert those, you know, into points, and that'll be the difference in the game.
Hey, when you go on the road and you win a playoff game like you guys have done in the past, is that, how gratifying is that, and what's that trip home like from a playoff road game?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an awesome feeling. It's obviously gratifying to win at home and do it in front of the fans and everything, but especially when you go on the road, when odds are stacked against you and you know, you're considered the underdog, to do it in front of their stadium, fans, and city and send them home packing is, I mean, it's a great feeling. So, you know, hopefully that's the case. Hopefully, you know, we can get this win. And who do we see, the Cardinals again? Yeah, I mean, obviously we're looking past, but it's a great opportunity for us, and hopefully one that if we're able to get a win, will put us back on track. Obviously,
Clay, how much surge on the stretch here seems to correspond with Jordan Reed breaking out? I think he's got like six touchdowns in the last 17 or something crazy like that. What do you see from him that kind of jumps out? He's kind of like the new breed tight end.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just answered that. He's a good tight end though.
Hey, Clay, how much of your success this season? You've obviously played really well. How much of your success this season has been BJ kind of taking up blockers in front of you and making it a little easier on you? How much of that's time inside linebacker?
Well, it means that, you know, when I moved to inside linebacker, you realize, you know, how how much the defensive linemen impact your game, whether they, you know, fit, take two, whether they fall a gap behind, whatever it is, you need to play fast on them and need to have trust with them. And, you know, kind of having those guys like Mike LaTroy and BJ on the inside, where there's a little continuity where you can kind of read off them, you know what they're going to give you, has definitely helped myself out in playing fast. And, I mean, that's really all it comes down to, is not being indecisive, both, you know, at my position inside as well as the D-line. So, you know, whatever it is they're doing, taking blockers, as long as they're doing it fast, decisive, and being physical makes my job a lot easier.
Hey, you're one of only three guys who was on the defense in the Super Bowl year. How much do you look at that year? How much do you look at what you guys got going on now? How much can you draw a common thread there?
You know, we're really not looking at that year. That was so, you know, so long ago. But, you know, I'm sure the younger guys will have something to ask in regards to, you know, how that went. But we always you can draw inspiration from it, you know, when you look at the picture up on the board in which we have in our team meeting room, as well as, you know, the adversity we fought through that season being the sixth seed. So, you said there's only three of us left? Wow. Yeah, well, I guess there's not a handful of us anymore. So we got to find, you know, motivation from not only there, but, you know, other places, especially going on the road. So odds will be stacked against us, but we feel good about our chances.
Why would eliminating their play action game be so good for you guys, because Kirk seems very comfortable back there, and that's been a big part of their offense, that play action game?
Yeah, well, every time they've had success running the ball and obviously having the play action. It's no different from, you know, when we play the Cardinals or any other team that's had success against us. You know, it starts with stopping the run, and we feel good about our run defense, especially as of late. You know, when that's the case, we've got a pretty good pass rush team, you know, when we get lined up. So, you know, that's what I say each and every week. You got to stop the run, get after the quarterback, and if you're able to take away not only their successful runs, but the fact that they can play action with, like you mentioned, their tight end, Deshaun, those guys who can make big plays up the field, it's only going to help us out.
Clay, is this defense better equipped than recent years to carry the team for stretches if needed?
I think so. I think this is one of our you know, better defenses. I mean, you looked in years prior where the defense hasn't always been as balanced as the offense. So, you know, in that regards, I feel like we're playing well. We played very well last year as of late in the year and into the playoffs. We didn't finish, so really we're kind of taking it upon ourselves to not only kind of replicate what we were able to do last year in the postseason, but finish and see it through. So hopefully that's the case, and we know at this, you know, at this time, you know, defense is going to have to play big. Defense wins championships, and, you know, the years in which we've, you know, fallen or lost are the years where we really haven't picked up a slack.
Play along those lines, you guys have had kind of so-so playoff results since the Super Bowl, but very successful regular seasons. Do you feel as though really January defines the way a team is perceived in the long run anyway, good, bad, or indifferent during the regular season? Is that unfair?
Well, I don't know if it's fair or unfair. I think, you know, your success is based on how many Super Bowls you win in this league. And you know, obviously it's great to have 10-plus win seasons and have this be our, what, seventh year in a row of, you know, making the postseason. But, you know, it's the Super Bowls. You look at the, you know, the teams that have left a legacy, Steelers, Cowboys, you know, now the Patriots, they've won championships. I mean, we remember Buffalo for all the wrong reasons. So, really, it's about winning, not only winning games, but winning Super Bowls in all regards. So, the older you get, I think the more you realize that, and the more you realize how big these, hopefully, these next few games are.
Clay, with obviously Sam, how important he's become in this defense, how do you think you guys have sort of adapted without him in the last few weeks, and kind of how some of these guys have stepped up on this play?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, fortunately, you know, we've had to ask our young guys to do a lot this year, and now's the type, or now's the time of the season where they're really starting to get in their own. Demarius Randall, other guys playing different positions, you know, Micah, Casey, and they've all been, you know, really excelling. So, not sure the status on Sam this week, but you know, if he's not out there with us, then this can be a big game, especially against some, you know, big play receivers. So, but it requires, you know, a little extra effort, I guess, on our behalf to, you know, get after the quarterback in regards to the pass rush and make him uncomfortable, much like we did with Teddy last week.
Clay, last week you vowed to show up, and you obviously did.
You want another guarantee?
just asking if there's more to come.
I just play the odds. yeah, no, I mean, you know, like I said, you know, this is the playoffs, and, you know, big-time players need to show up. So, you know, hopefully I'm one of those guys that shows up. I plan on it, and you know, hopefully that results in a victory for us. But not just me, but you know, all the guys who have continued to lead this team throughout the years, as well as what we just said, the young guys as well. So now's the time of the season where all guys got to step up and make plays.